Things are opening up all over the state of Illinois, some faster than others. Dental offices opened up a week ago last Monday. Are people going? That's the big question. I know I have to go. I'm behind on my cleaning. I think I have a cavity. At least he keeps telling me that I have a cavity. What am I supposed to do about it? Dr. Terry Tiersky is with us. She is from the Chicago Dental Society. She's the president there. And doctor, thank you very much. Some dental offices are opening up. Some are not. Are patients showing up?
Yes. Dental offices have started to open up at different rates, and the patients are coming back. Absolutely.
So what do patients need to do to protect themselves, and how are you, dentists, protecting yourselves?
Well, and it's kind of a two-way street. We're doing everything that we can to not only protect ourselves and our staff, but also our patients. And so we are going to look different. The dentists, the hygienists, the assistants are going to be wearing different types of masks than they have seen us wear before. We will be wearing face shields over those masks. We'll be wearing disposable gowns. Our front desk person will likely be wearing a mask as well. And so we will be doing that to not only protect ourselves and our staff, but also the patient. And so to your question, that's what we will be doing really for both patients and ourselves. And it will look somewhat different.
So, for example, how often does the front desk person have to change what they're wearing?
Well, it depends. You know, also what will be noticeable at the front desk for most offices, you will see a sneeze guard like many people have been seeing when they go to the grocery store now and other retail stores. We have installed that at our office, and I think that most offices are installing the sneeze guard. And so the front desk personnel will be behind that sneeze guard. But they will be wearing a mask, and they will be wearing a level one normal mask because they are not going to be exposed to the aerosol spray. But just for safety for our patients, they will be wearing a mask. So there will not be a need for them to be changing those masks very much throughout the day.
Is it more dangerous for the dentist to be working on the patient or for the patient to have been worked on by the dentist? Who's more at risk?
This is a different type of animal than we've dealt with before, the aerosol. And so we are trying to protect both ourselves and, of course, our patients and staff from this aerosol. And so protective areas that we're using are, yes, to protect ourselves, but also we're installing air filter units in the office. We are giving longer time in between appointments so that there is time to have the operatories wiped down and clean, and also to give the aerosol spray time to sort of calm down. And so there are changes in that way. So we are giving longer appointment times, and that is to protect our patients.
Are you guys getting tested every day? What other ways can the patients feel as though they're in good hands?
We in the dental community are doing everything that we possibly can to make their return to our offices very, very safe. That is of utmost importance to us, and that is why we are opening up slowly. That is why we have been shut down, essentially, for about 8 weeks up until this point of reopening, because safety is of the most importance. So when they return to our offices, they will see these changes in the interest of keeping everyone healthy. And so when the patient comes back, when they have an appointment, they're going to get a screening form that they're going to fill out before they come to the office. And when they come to the office, they'll get that form again to answer those same questions to make sure that those answers haven't changed and that they're healthy. They will possibly be asked to wait in their car before they come up for their appointment, and they will be called up when it's time. They'll notice our waiting rooms are going to look different. They're not going to see any magazines in the waiting room. We will, at most, have one or two chairs that will be socially distanced and spaced out accordingly. And then they will be asked to wear masks when they get to the office. They will have their temperature taken. They will be asked to wash their hands when they get to the office. And then they'll be brought back. We are also asking that they be unaccompanied by anyone when they get to the office unless they have to for whatever reason, unless they have to bring someone with them. And then once they come back into the operatory and it's ready to have their procedure done, whether it's a cleaning or a filling or whatever they're at the office for, that's when they'll remove their mask. But they will see that, as I mentioned earlier, we will be looking different. We are going to be suited up a little bit more than in the past, just to protect ourselves and from that aerosol spray that might happen depending on the procedure. You know, in dentistry, there are various procedures. Some create more aerosol than others. And so depending on what the procedure is will depend on what degree of aerosol spray we're dealing with. And so, yes, for the patients, going to the dentist is going to be a somewhat different experience, but it's going to be safe. And we would not be having our patients come back unless it was safe. And that's why we are doing everything that we can to get our offices ready to welcome everyone back so that we can treat their dental needs.
Dr. Terry Tursky is the president of the Chicago Dental Society. How devastating has this been to the dental business for these individual dentists?
Well, you know, I can say it's been, I can speak for myself, and I think that I can speak a lot of my colleagues, of course, you know, being told that you essentially cannot work unless you have an emergency to see for 8 weeks is devastating. It's devastating on many levels. It's devastating financially. It's devastating for our staff who have also been told that, you know, there's no work. You can't come to work unless we have an emergency that we have to see. And so this has been a very, very difficult time for dentists, as it has been for many other industries across the board. And so I am hopeful that now that we can reopen, that things, we can all get back on our feet and start seeing our patients again and just try to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Do you think that there are going to be dental offices that go out of business as a result of this?
Well, I'm afraid that that might be the case. I think, you know, depending, there may be some younger dentists who have just perhaps bought a practice or just taken on a large amount of debt to buy a practice, or may have a large amount of debt coming out of school. This could be a devastating time. Likewise, for someone that might be towards the end of their career, this might be something that's just too overwhelming to deal with, and it might be something that they may make the decision that it's time to retire earlier rather than later, instead of sort of dealing with these changes. There's a lot of issues involved with procuring this PPE that we need, and so that is also the reason that you know, this has been a very, very stressful time, and you know, various entities are offering PPP loans and EIDL loans and grants. Some of my colleagues have received that money to help at this devastating time. Others have not received any, and so it's been an extremely challenging time, and we're all trying to deal with it the best that we can, because that's all we can do.
Now, on the other side of the equation, I see that there is another announcement today about a PPE shortage, the personal protective equipment shortage. How's that affecting the dental industry?
Well, that too, as I mentioned, you know, we've got guidelines, and we've got, you know, word from the CDC and ADA guidelines and OSHA. And, you know, I want to mention, we as dentists have always been very aware of our OSHA guidelines and keeping everything safe. With this recent crisis, the guidelines now have changed, and we've got new PPE requirements. The problem is there's been an extreme shortage, because at the beginning of this COVID-19 outbreak, the PPE necessary all went, as it well should have, went to the hospitals and the first responders and those on the front lines. In fact, the Chicago Dental Society, I'm proud to say, I put out a call right at the beginning of this for our members to donate any PPE that they had. to the hospitals in the Chicago area. And within 2 days, our members across our 9 branches in Chicago stepped up and donated tens of thousands of pieces of PPE, including masks and gloves and gowns. And that was the right thing to do. But now that we're getting back to work, we're finding ourselves in a position of having trouble procuring some of these things. And it's a challenge. They are back-ordered. I just saw today there's estimate that one supplier estimated that the demand is 10 times higher than the supply chain right now. And I've seen various estimates that it could be anywhere from the end of this month to the end of the summer until the supply keeps up with the demand for specifically N95 masks and disposable gowns and face shields. So it's a real problem. And, you know, we are getting what we need, trying to get what we need. But the important thing to know and for our patients to know is that, you know, we will not be doing any procedures that require this added PPE unless we have what we need. And so that's the important thing. Safety is the most important.
How can the patient be sure that the dentist isn't reusing the same PPE?
Well, how can they be assured? You know, I think that if they have any questions about that, they need to have a conversation with their dentist and keep the lines of communication open. Now, I want to mention that, as I said before, there are varying degrees of aerosolization that happen during certain procedures. And so there are, you know, of course, the face shield, for instance, in between procedures needs to be wiped down and sanitized. But that is a reusable item. So every piece of PPE does not have to be disposed of after each procedure. It depends on the procedure. It depends on what PPE we're talking about. But to your question, if the patient has any questions about anything that's going on, or if they feel that, you know, if they walk into the dentist's office and it looks the same as it did 6 months ago, then that is a time for the patient to have a conversation with the dentist and to ask them. You know, communication is of utmost importance, not only between the dentist and our patients, but between us and our staff. So I would encourage all patients to communicate with the dentist.
Dr. Terry Tiersky, she is the president of the Chicago Dental Society. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you very much. The pleasure.